This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Bringing all the local tourism agencies to the table to consolidate services in a story heard only on 1110 KBND. That's coming up next.
And it's a positive sign for Bend's aviation industry.
Police continue to search for a missing Bend woman. Details next.
And President Obama says I do to same-sex marriage. That story coming up.
With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
There's been a lot of talk about combining tourism agencies in Central Oregon, including some contentious discussions. Now a regional meeting is being planned to do just that. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The Central Oregon Visitors Association and Visit Bend have been meeting to try and come up with ways to get a bigger bang for the tourism buck. Deschutes County and local city leaders are pulling together a regional tourism meeting for Tuesday, June 5th. City Councilor Jody Barham applauds the move.
That was been a part of the plan from the get-go that Commissioner Bainey and I have been working on, was to have the heads of the local marketing organizations from each of the cities meet with COVA as the regional marketing organization. And that's where I think you're going to have great conversations and action items to come out of having everybody in the same room together.
A Portland facilitator is being brought in with a price tag around $4,500 to help run the meeting and reach some sort of consensus. It's hoped this meeting will start a dialogue among the agencies on how to possibly consolidate services. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In a story heard first on 1110 KBND, Epic Air is making more moves to grow the business. It filed for bankruptcy in 2009 and was bought by a Russian company earlier this year. Now Epic Air has been able to buy its manufacturing facility at the Bend Airport it had been leasing. Robert Raimondi with Compass Commercial helped with that deal.
Obviously, it's very good news for the city of Bend and for Central Oregon in that this company has secured its facility, its manufacturing facility, and now owns the facility as well as the business.
Epic Air now plans to eventually start selling production aircraft as well as experimental aircraft.
Local police and Deschutes County search and rescue crews are looking for a missing Bend woman in an area near the end of the Seventh Mountain. Missing woman is 46-year-old Carol Ray of Bend. Lieutenant Paul Kansky with Bend Police says Ray's husband reported her missing Tuesday. Her car was found shortly after midnight on Wednesday.
Approximately 12:40 a.m., early in the morning. Officers found Ray's vehicle unoccupied above the end of the Seventh Mountain area. So at this point, currently detectives and Bend Police Department and Deschutes County Sheriff's Office and the search and rescue team are conducting a search of that area where the vehicle was found.
Carol Ray is described as Asian, 5'1", 90 pounds. She was last seen wearing tennis shoes and a blue zip-up sweatshirt with a hood. If you have any helpful information, you're asked to contact police.
Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies killed a pit bull that charged them while they were investigating a homeless camp in Northeast Bend. Officers were called to the investigation on Wednesday morning. When the deputies approached, three dogs charged at them, and the officers yelled at the people to control their dogs. But when they couldn't, a deputy fired a shot at the pit bull. The dog ran about 100 feet and then died. The other dogs were able to be secured. Deputies are authorized to use a reasonable amount of force, including deadly force, to protect themselves in these situations.
A follow-up to a story we first brought you yesterday. Two Redmond men the police are calling heroes describe what it was like to save a distraught man from jumping off a local bridge. It happened Monday night at the Maple Avenue Bridge on Redmond's Dry Canyon. Nearby resident Shane Dismore and another man, James Kasner, both noticed the man around the same time, and they stopped to try to help. They spoke with News Channel 21.
He told me he was going to land on his feet and everything was going to be fine. And you know, I told him, it's not going to happen that way.
There was actually one point I was afraid we were going to lose him because he said, okay, I'll come back over. And he started to come back over and James let go and he leapt. So now I'm holding him. He's hanging off the edge and me and James are trying to pull him back up. He just looked up at us and said, guys, it's okay. Just let go. And he was so calm about it that I knew, okay, I cannot afford to let him go. It's not worth it. It's not worth it for him. It's not worth it for us.
Later, when Redmond police arrived, they were able to pull him into safety for the second and final time. Dismore says the dramatic night was a wake-up call for him.
President Obama says I do to same-sex marriage. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports a local LGBT equality group is celebrating.
Well, tears of joy.
Basic Rights Oregon's Executive Director Gina Frazzini says the battle for marriage equality isn't over. Gaining the president's support is a huge step in the right direction.
I think there's thousands of Oregonians that we've been talking to through our outreach efforts that are on that same journey. And, you know, the more people hear the stories of lesbian gay couples, they realize that this is really at the core about love and commitment.
The president's new stance on the issue comes just one day after North Carolina approves a ban. Felicia Heaton, News Talk 1110 KBND.